各位听众大家好，欢迎收听今天8月8号的 English Digest。 I'm Tina.
And I'm Joe.
当然啦，在节目开始之前，我们要先说一声 Happy Father's Day. 今天呢正是父亲节。那么继续我们昨天的主题讲到的这个部落呢，叫做 Bond Lab， 他们正是一个父系的社会，还记得吗？父系的社会这个形容词啊，叫做 patriarchal。那么在念完今天的文章之后呢，我们仍然有一些 reading comprehension questions， 所以我们就先来看看今天的问题咯。
Question 1. What can be said about the Bunlap legal system?
就是这个部族它所谓的 legal system， 就是法律制度的情形，所以下列的哪一项呢是正确的？接下来请看第二题。
Question 2. The Bunlap tribe lives off of blank.
对了，要讲的呢，其实就是在昨天我们有看到的这个部族呢，他们是赖什么而活，靠什么为生的。
Question 3. Which of the following statements about the Bunlap tribe is true?
关于我们所介绍的 Bunlap tribe, 下列哪一个叙述是正确的？
The last question. What can be inferred from this article?
OK, 所以呢我们可以推论出什么东西呢？那么这个就是今天的四个问题咯。那我们就请老师帮我们把今天的文章念过一次。
The Bunlap men spend their days cultivating and harvesting their crops or fishing out at sea. Meanwhile, the women tend to the children and to matters of the village.At night, the men relax and drink a potent drink made from kava, while the women cook the day's spoils. They all look forward to one time of the year, when the normal routine is interrupted by a very important festival. More than that, it's also a death-defying display of courage.
They call it land diving. Every year, the men spend a week skillfully constructing a 100-foot tower with platforms on top. Whichever man jumps from the highest platform will be a hero to everyone in the village, and all the women will be attracted to him. It is like low-tech bungee jumping. The men plunge toward the ground with only jungle vines tied to their ankles,hopefully preventing them from crashing headfirst into the forest floor.
Before the jump, the contenders all have to be away from their wives, for the jump is to pay tribute to the women. It is a joyous time for the whole village. They could easily change their ways and follow the pace and customs of the modern world. Nevertheless, they don't, because this is their way, and the only way for the Bunlap.
对了，昨天我们谈论这个部族的，他们以什么为生，然后呢，还有他们是一个父系的社会。今天就要来看看他们在这个特别的节日当中会做哪些事情，而这些事情又代表着是什么样子的象征跟意义呢？所以呢，这个部族啊，虽然他们是远离人群，但是却有着一套独特的自行的生活方式。像我们刚刚讲到了，我们现在大家都很迷恋的就叫做 bungee jumping， 也就是高空弹跳。其实在这个部族早就有这样的历史跟传统的呢，所以我们赶快来从今天的第一段开始。
The Bunlap men spend their days cultivating and harvesting their crops or fishing out at sea. So we're starting off by learning how the men spend their days or what they do during the daytime. And they're cultivating and harvesting their crops. Now if you're cultivating a cropIt means you're preparing it, or maybe planting the seeds, or doing something to the land. Now, harvesting, as we learned yesterday, is actually taking what you plant from the earth so it can be consumed. So either they're doing one of two things here. They're cultivating it, or they're harvesting. So they're preparing or taking. Or they're fishing out at sea, meaning they're out on the ocean trying to catch some fish or get something else to eat with the yams and taro that we learned sustain them yesterday.
在这里呢 cultivate 当作动词解释成为耕种的意思。那其实啊，我们常常说呢，每个人要懂得怎么样来涵养自己的心灵，涵养一个人的身心，我们也可以说 cultivate one's mind， 用的也是相同的 cultivate 这个字。
Meanwhile, the women tend to the children and to matters of the village. So while the men are out getting the food ready, the women tend to the children. Now, if you tend to something, it means you take care of it. If you tended to a garden, it would mean that you're taking care of the garden. So this is what the women are doing. They are taking care of the children of the village. Even though it is a patriarchal society, the women do play a very important role, as we can see, because they're taking care of the children and they're also taking care of matters of the village. So anything that's going on during the day in the village while the men are away, the women are in charge of taking care of that.
Meanwhile, 在这里也是一个语气的转成词，你也可以用 in the meantime 来代替，解释成为与此时或者是另一方面。而后面的 tend to 呢，虽然我们常常见到它的时候解释成为倾向怎么样的一个方面，不过在这里啊，则是解释成为服侍、照料的意思。
At night, the men relax and drink potent drink made from kava.While the women cook the day's spoils. So after all the responsibilities of the daytime are taken care of, the men relax, meaning they sit around and don't do much of anything, except they drink this potent drink. Potent means very, very strong. So in this case, this is sort of like an alcoholic drink that is very, very strong. If you say something has a potent smell, it means the smell is very, very strong.But we're talking about a drink, and it's made from this thing called kava, which has sort of these mind-altering properties to it. So the men are relaxing and drinking this drink. While they're doing that, the women are cooking the day's spoils. The spoils, in this case, we're referring to the things the men collected from the fields or the jungle or from the sea. There's an old saying that says, to the victor go the spoils, which means the person who winsGets like all the treasure or all the gold or something like that. The spoils are something you get from doing something well.
对了，当我们讲到很浓的茶的时候，就可以讲 potent tea. 但是这里的 potent drink, potent 这个字呢，当作形容词，另外可以解释成为有效力的。有效能的，通常指的是药呢，这个药很有效，所以 a potent drink 大概就跟我们喝的蛮牛很相似吧，因为他们要很努力的挥汗的在那大太阳底下工作，所以当然要喝一些 potent drink。 那么这个 potent drink made from kava， kava 就是一种叫做卡瓦树。那么 while the women， 所以 while 在这里呢就是一种对照的方式。 While the women cook the day's spoils， spoils 在这里当作名词解释成为战利品，当然也就是呢这些男人们出外工作所带回来的这些农作物就叫做 spoils。
They all look forward to one time of the year when the normal routine is interrupted by a very important festival. So if you look forward to something, it means you want something to come, want something to happenSo they're looking forward to one time of the year. And what happens at this time of the year is the normal routine is interrupted. Your routine is something that you go through every day. Your routine might be every day I wake up at 8, have breakfast, go to work, and then at 5 o'clock I drive home, watch TV, and go to bed. It's something that you sort of repeat over and over again. So their normal routine would be something likeEvery day they harvest food or the women care for the children, and then at night they prepare the food while the men drink the kava. So that is their routine, but it is interrupted, meaning it is stopped by a very important festival.
在这里呢，逗号后面的 when 呢，我们要特别注意一下。如果在考试的时候呢，可注意哦，这里是当作副词，代表的就是 at this time of the year， 也就是每年到了这个时候啊，他们都非常的期待，因为呢，正是有一个重要的 festival 节庆就要开始了。
More than that, it's also a death-defying display of courage. So it's not just this important festival.That's why we say more than that. It's also a death-defying display of courage. If something is death-defying, it literally means that it defies death. It's something, some activity, that actually should kill you, but it doesn't. So you defy death, which is why we say it is death-defying. And it's a death-defying display of courage, meaning they are showing a lot of bravery. The people who take part in this, they're showing a lot of bravery or courage. So that's why we say they are displaying it. It's like they're putting their bravery or courage on display for the whole village to see.
我们来看这个复合形容词 death-defying， 它的组合方式先先写一个名词 hyphen， 再加上 v-i-n-g， 而这个 defy 它的原来拼法就拼为 d-e-f-y， 在中文解释成为不服从、违抗的意思。所以我们常常讲了违抗你的长官，我们就可以讲 defy one's superiors， superiors s-u-p-e-r-i-o-r-s 就是代表是你的上司的。
They call it land diving. So this is the activity that defies death and requires a lot of courage. They call it land diving. Every year, the men spend a week skillfully constructing a 100-foot tower with platforms on top. So for this sport that they're calling land diving, the men, they spend 1 week, 7 days, skillfully constructing a 100-foot tower.If you do something skillfully, it means that you do it with a lot of skill. It takes a lot of skill. And they're constructing something, meaning they're building something. That what they're building is this 100-foot tower. So a tower that goes up 100 feet into the air, and it has these platforms, places where people can stand up at the very top, way up 100 feet above the ground.
OK, 所以这里很特别，在这个节庆里面举办的活动啊，就叫做 land diving, 很特别吧？为什么潜水会跟陆地有关呢？原来啊，他们要先建一个高台，高台上面有跳板，这个跳板用的英文就叫做 platform。那么没错 ，platform 呢，一般来讲可以指的是火车的月台，不过在这里啊，则是可以解释成为踏板、跳台的意思。
Whichever man jumps from the highest platform will be a hero to everyone in the village, and all the women will be attracted to him. So whichever man jumps from the highest platform, so remember we have these different platforms at different heights on this 100-foot tower, so it's looking like it's going to be a competition where people go up higher and higher and see who has the most courage to jump. So whoever jumps from the highest one of those will be a hero, meaning...Somebody everybody looks up to for maybe feats of bravery or courage. And all the women will be attracted to him. If they're attracted to him, it means they want to be around him. If somebody is attractive, it could mean it's like saying they're very beautiful or something like that. And it sort of makes you want to be around them. Well, that's what this feat of courage will make the women want to do to the men. It will make them want to be around them. They'll be attracted to him.
对了，两个句子前面的句子啊，主词非常的长，从 whichever 一直到 platform， 不论哪一个从最高的跳板上跳下来的人，到这里为止是主词 will be a hero to everyone in the village。那么呢，这样子才是一个完整的句子。但是我们要注意的就是前面的 whichever man 就解释成无论是哪一个人，所以因为这是一种呢 a display of courage。难怪啊，所有的女性呢都要为之倾倒咯。不过我们先休息一下，等一下再回来看看今天的文章。Welcome back to English Digest. This is Tina. 我们今天跟 Joe 老师继续来探讨这个很特别的部族，叫做 The Bon Lap Tribe。他们呢，在每一年的一个重要的节庆里面，都会从事一个叫做 land diving 的事物。这个事物呢，正是可以展现出一个男人真正的勇气。而呢，在这里最高的跳台上面跳下来的男人，就是大家的英雄咯。那么得到的奖赏，也就是所有的女人啊，都会为之所吸引呢。
It is like low-tech bungee jumping. So remember, we're talking about this sport that the Bunlap people have called land diving. So it's like low-tech bungee jumping. Now, for our listeners that might not be familiar with bungee jumping, it's just jumping off of a very high thing. It could be anywhere, maybe a river canyon, or maybe there's just a crane set up somewhere that you're jumping off of with what is basically a giant elastic band strapped around your ankles, and you jump off, and you go down, 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 till you almost hit the ground, but then the elastic band snaps, and you go way back up in the air. So it's a lot of fun, very exhilarating. Now, this is a low-tech version of that, meaning it's a little bit more primitive because they don't have the advanced equipment that we would have.
对了，所以这里的 low tech 就是一种比较原始的方式，低科技。当然，它的相反词就叫做 high tech。有时候你看到它的拼法就是 h i 再一个连字号 t e c h。那刚刚讲到 low tech， 也可以用另外一个字叫做 primitive， 原始的 p r i m i t i v e。
The men plunge toward the ground with only jungle vines tied to their ankles.Hopefully preventing them from crashing head first into the forest floor. So the men plunge toward the ground, meaning they fall very fast towards the ground, and the only thing that they have with them are these jungle vines. Now these are like the elastic band that we would have if we were to go bungee jumping, but they just have these jungle vines tied around their ankles. Now hopefully this will prevent them or stop themfrom crashing head first, meaning hitting their head first into the forest floor. Now, we don't mean that there's a floor for the forest. It's just another way of saying the ground in the forest. So they have this own version of bungee jumping, but they're just using jungle vines to keep them from hitting the floor below.
OK, 所以在这里呢，我们看到前面的句子 ,the man plunged toward the ground, plunge 就是有一种俯冲投入的意思。那么后面的 with 呢，代表的是附加的状态 ,with only jungle vines tied to their ankles, 这里的 tied 呢，是一个过去分词，因为脚上啊，要绑着这些藤蔓，那么这些藤蔓是绑在自己的脚上，所以被绑上去的，所以我们就用一个过去分词。
Before the jump, the contenders all have to be away from their wives, for the jump is to pay tribute to the women. Now there's a little bit of a legend behind this, and the legend is that the first land diver was actually a woman who was fleeing an unhappy marriage. So what these men do is they do this to pay tribute to the women of the tribe, or it's a way of showing their respect to the women.Remember, it is a patriarchal society, but that doesn't mean that the men still don't show respect to the women. Now, these people that are jumping, we're calling them contenders, meaning they are the ones that are lining up to sort of try to win something. Often in boxing, you'll say the fight is between two contenders or the top contender. So they're just people that are trying to win, maybe athletes or competitors. But before the jump,They have to be away from their wives, meaning they have no contact with their wives, but they're going to show respect to the women of the tribe and pay tribute to them.
OK, 所以呢 contender 在这里解释成为竞争者。跟他同义的字还有像是常用的 opponent, O-P-P-O-N-E-N-T, 都是呢在比赛当中的竞争者。那后面讲到的 pay tribute to, 我们先来看看 tribute 这个字。它原本啊解释成为贡物年贡。所以我们常常说啦要向统治者纳贡就可以讲。Pay tribute to the ruler. 不过这里啊，并不是要向女性呢纳年贡，而是要向女性表示敬意，我们就可以讲 pay tribute to the women.
It is a joyous time for the whole village. So this just means if we say a joyous time, it's a time that is literally full of joy. It's a very happy time. Remember, this is a festival, so it's like a celebration. It's not a solemn or somber time or anything like that. It's a very happy time where they're celebrating, showing respect, and seeing who is the bravest man in the tribe. They could easily change their ways and follow the pace and customs of the modern world. So it wouldn't be hard for them to change their ways, meaning to change the way that they live.And they could follow the pace and customs of the modern world, meaning they could follow the speed of the modern world. We often say that we live in a very fast-paced world, meaning everybody is always in a rush. So they could change to adapt to that, and they could also change to adapt to the customs, or sort of the social norms that we have in everyday life. So it would be easy for them.To change all the things that they do and sort of come more in line with the rest of the modern world.
没错，要改变方式啊，其实对他们来讲呢，并不是那么的困难，所以要适应现今的生活呢，也是很容易的。所以当我们讲到适应的话呢，就叫做 adapt to，A-D-A-P-T。那这里讲到 the pace and customs of the modern world， pace 指的就是一个生活的步调，所以我们说我们居住在一个呢，生活步调非常快速的社会，就可以讲A fast-paced society， 用 fast 再加上一个连字号 paced P-A-C-E-D 就可以连在一起变成一个复合形容词，解释成为步调很快的。
Nevertheless, they don't, because this is their way and the only way for the bunlap. So nevertheless is like saying despite the fact that they could easily change, but they don't. Why? Because this is their way.Meaning this is the way that they want to live, and this is the only way for the bunlap. This sort of simple but joyous existence that they lead, this is their way, and they're not going to change.
Okay, so nevertheless, 当然呢就是一个语气的转成词，然而它可以代替的像是 however 也是常用的意思。They don't, 这里的 don't 后面呢其实就是我们要回到前面一句 ,don't 代替就是 they don't easily change their ways and follow the pace and customs of the modern world. 所以在这里助动词啊就代替前面一句所提到的一般动词咯。那后面就要继续说明了 ，because this is their way and the only way for the bunlap， 所以这是他们唯一，然后也是最适合自己生活的一个方式喽。所以今天的文章念到这里呢，我们就看到这一群的部落的族人称为 the bunlap， 他们其实过着是一个父系社会的生活，然后呢靠着土地所生产的农作物，然后呢来每天的在这边辛苦的挥汗工作。用一种最原始的方式，然后呢，也用最原始的方式叫做 land diving 来展示出自己最好的勇气，来吸引不同的人。那么我们也看到他们的婚姻制度呢，也是一个多妻制。所以呢，大概提了一下，我想我们大家就应该准备好可以来做后面的 reading comprehension questions。
All right, question one was, what can be said about the bunlap legal system?The answer is C, that it is an informal affair. If you'll remember, back on day one of the article, we talked about the informalness of the legal practices there. If there was a divorce, there were no lawyers or courts, the woman just simply left. So we would say that it is very informal.
对啦，所以这一句呢，在谈到昨天的文章里面有讲到，当一个女人想要离婚的时候，其实她简单的只要离开那个家庭就可以了，因为这一切啊都是非常的 informal， 所以关于这个部族它的法律制度，当然就是一个非常不正式的事情咯。所以第一题我们答案选 C。
Question 2. The Bunlap tribe lives off of blank. And what should go in that blank is B.Foods they catch in the sea, find in the jungle, or cultivate. That's also from day one. We learned that they live in close association with the land, meaning they live off the land and things that they grow or things that they catch and things that they hunt, either in the sea, in the jungle, or in their crops.
所以啦，这里的片语 live off 就是靠什么为生，那他们是靠着在海里面捕捉到的鱼，或者是你在丛林里面所能够找到或是栽种的东西为生，所以第二题咯，我们答案就选 B。
Question 3. Which of the following statements about the Bunlap tribe is true? Well, A is false because the men divide up the yams. B is also false because it is the women that take careof the village during the day, and D is also false. So the answer would be C. The men jump from platforms as a tribute to the women. That's how they show their respect to the women of the village.
没错，每年在这个重要的节庆当中，最大的事情就是所谓的 land diving， 在当中就可以展示出他们的勇气咯。所以在第三题里面，关于这个部落的叙述呢，正确的答案我们就选 C。
Question 4. What can be inferred from this article? So if we have a look through all the possibilities here, the best answer that we can sort of get from reading the article is B. For the Bunlap, modern conveniences are not necessary to lead a happy life. They do lead a very joyous life, even though it is very simple and they don't have any of the modern conveniences that we have. They don't really need them to live a happy life.
没错，其实从昨天的文章讲到他们过着是一个 a simple way of life， 在谈到就连最重要的节庆里面所架筑的高台，也是用一种很像今天所谓的 low tech bungee jumping， 所以这一切都象征着我们可以推论出来的结论就是啊，事实上所谓的 modern conveniences， 什么叫做 modern conveniences？ 指的就是一些现代化的电器用品便利措施，对他们的生活来讲其实是没有太大的意义，这样子他们还是可以过得很愉快的，所以第四题我们答案就选 B。 Okay, so Joe, why don't you make a summary of today's article for us?
Okay, today we learned a little bit about how the Bunlap people live their day-to-day lives. The men go out and they get all the food while the women tend to the village, and then at night the men sit and relax and the women prepare the food and the men sort of drink thispotent kava drink. Now, every year, the people look forward to one special time. It's the time when they do this land diving ceremony, and they all look forward to it, much as we in the West would look forward to something like Christmas, or maybe in Taiwan, you would look forward to Chinese New Year. They look forward to this because the men are going to see who is the bravest by jumping from this platform. Now, they live this simple life,way out in the isolated South Pacific, but they don't need any of the modern conveniences because they are happy living this way. So it's a very idealistic existence and it works for them, so they're not going to change it.
Okay, I guess that's all for today's program. 希望你们会喜欢今天的节目。明天当然咯，别忘了继续收听我们的 English Digest. I'm Tina.
And I'm Joe. See you next time.